Easy listening here this morning at Rosie on the House. Doesn't that sound good right there?
And that really wasn't a question. That was a statement.
That was a statement. Here at Rosie on the House, where we try and take care of any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Reuben, building sustainable out in Goodyear.
And that was the second call we've got for our affiliates that don't carry the very first hour, the 7 o'clock hour, that is only 4 weeks old. We just started broadcasting a fourth hour. Tom Call out of Florence.
On the opposite side of the valley.
I don't even think either one of those qualify for the valley.
East of Florence.
And he wanted to know, he was in the process, he had already broke ground on his sustainable home and wanted to know about bat insulation versus spray-in insulation. And
for a home that's completely off the grid.
When I go sustainable and off the grid in my mind, yes, none of those traditional building products come to my mind. If you talk about geothermal technology.
I think geothermal is gonna make some big inroads, and Arizona has some challenges with geothermal, as I understand it. And I'm not an expert on this.
But what is it?
But somebody's trying to make me an expert on it. They're actually contemplating building an entire sustainable subdivision. The entire subdivision will be off the grid and self-sustaining.
And is that the one in Prescott on Iron Springs?
We're not ready to declare exactly where it's going to be.
Sedona on Oak Creek Road?
but they're putting it together and they're wanting me to build it. And
oops.
I'm saying, I don't know if I'm the expert, but I can put the team of experts together to help us do that. But this geothermal thing, they're even making it to the point where it serves entire communities. So when you go in and master plan your community, you put these lines in underneath the roads and the streets and on your utility lines and ditches. So it's circulating through the whole neighborhood.
And what's in these lines?
Well, it can be either one of about four or five different things. It could be as simple as just being water, but a lot of the times it's more of a glycerin-based closed-loop system. But all you do is you send this product down into coils that go 20 or 30 feet down in the ground where it's a constant temperature. No matter where you are on the globe, as I understand it, if you go 15 feet deep, it's the same temperature whether you're in the Antarctic or in the middle of the Sahara. So you just get this liquid down to that constant temperature and circulate it amongst your floors and your walls and your ceilings. And it keeps the inside of the house at about 72 degrees year-round.
And so the pump to circulate this liquid.
Oh, it's just a little quarter horsepower.
Yeah, you could run that.
It's like a 40-watt light bulb.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't cost you anything. So it eliminates air conditioning and heating
and
with a 40-watt light bulb.
That's pretty incredible.
I think we're going to see some big, big inroads with geothermal. I originally was made aware of it about 3 years ago, and they were building a house out in near the Superstition Mountains. And the guy, the developer that was building it, had hit a snag because he was thinking, I'm going to build this house. It's not going to need air conditioning. It's not going to need heating. It's not going to need anything. And he was very close to having the house finished. And it had no ductwork, and it had no drop soffits, and none of the home had been engineered to accept central heating and cooling. But when he went to try and put a mortgage on the house, he couldn't find a mortgage company.
Lender.
He couldn't find a lender that would lend money on a house in Maricopa County that didn't have a central air conditioning
system. I didn't think of that.
So he put all the money into the geothermal. And now he was trying to decide what is the most inexpensive unit I can put on this house that'll satisfy a lender, because I want the cheapest thing because I'm never going to turn it on.
Wow. That's interesting.
Would the bank accept the geothermal? Or?
No, they wouldn't, as an unproven technology. You know, when you and I first got married, we were contemplating building the Adobe home up in Pinnacle Peak. You couldn't even find mortgage companies that would give you mortgages on Adobe back at that time. Because, again, it was in their mind, it was untested material.
Did this guy have the geothermal or he had nothing?
He did have the geothermal.
Oh, okay.
He had the complete geothermal, but the banks couldn't understand it well enough to loan him money. So he was kind of in a pickle.
I really liked rammed earth houses as well. I don't know if you could do a geothermal with a rammed earth, but they basically make
sure
these forms that are a foot wide, and they take earth right there from the property and pound it in. And it's a great way, if you're going to build a basement, take the dirt out of there and build it up on your walls. And to see the finished product, they can add coloring at certain layers. I mean, you could do some beautiful things with rammed earth.
There's a rammed earth home in Snowflake, Arizona, that I'm familiar with. And they have geosensors inside the middle of the wall. And the walls are 18 inches thick. And the those sensors inside that 18-inch through summer and winter only moves about 4 degrees.
Wow. That's incredible.
It is.
It takes a lot of dirt on site. And a lot of times you actually have to bring in more dirt. So some people that try and go true.
There's some formulas that you want to add to that.
Like true
binders.
Non-invasive construction on a property. There's not enough dirt on that property without having to tear up a bunch of stuff. So it some people shy away from it from that reason. But I will tell you, I always thought, well, if I ever build a sustainable house, it's going to have a basement. But after Bob Brown scared the heck out of me with radon in basements last week, I don't know if I've talked myself out of that.
Well, you'd certainly want to test the property for radon, that's for sure. And then you'd want to sit in a ventilation system that would evacuate it. Because you can solve the radon buildup inside any house. You can solve it. But yeah, no, I'm with you, buddy. Any house I build in the future, it's going to have a full basement in it. We're just going to ventilate it real well. Folks, we're coming up on the fourth hour of Rosie on the House here at 10 o'clock. We're going to be talking and have a special guest in, and we're going to be talking about how to remodel or accessorize your home to make it easier to live in all situations and all conditions.
Birth to grave?
Yes.